The former assistant city manager from the city of Bell is headed to prison. Angela Spaccia was sentenced to 11 years and 8 months behind bars today. Spaccia had been making more than $500,000 per year when the Los Angeles Times broke the story of corruption in Bell in 2010. Her boss, Robert Riso, was taking home millions from the small town's public funds. Spaccia and Riso are considered the leaders among the 8 city officials who have been arrested in the Bell corruption case. In court today, Judge Kathleen Kennedy said Riso and Spaccia were only thinking of themselves.
It's all about the money, and it was all about greed. And ultimately, what happened is that both Riso and Spaccia were not content with being pigs. They were hogs, and they basically got slaughtered.
Spaccia is the first of the Bell officials to be sentenced. Yesterday, 5 other officials agreed to a plea deal with prosecutors. Riso will be sentenced next week. He faces 10 to 12 years in prison. We sent our Logan Healy to Bell today to see how residents feel about the end of the 4-year corruption scandal in their city.
I parked my car at the Bell City Hall. The Bell corruption trial has received national media attention, but it's quiet here today. Right next door is the police station, where kids from a school group are getting a tour and taking turns sitting inside of a cop car. I asked their parents if they've been keeping up with the trial. They said no, and they didn't want to be interviewed. That was a common theme for my morning in Bell. Most of the few dozen people I approached didn't want to talk. Eventually, I found Miguel waiting at a crosswalk to push his baby's stroller across the street. He didn't want to give me his last name, but he told me what he thinks about the plea agreement the former mayor and city council members agreed to that cut their maximum jail time in half.
Just because they have money or they were something big in bail, it's not fair for them to do half a term.
Samuel Carrarte was on his way to apply for a temp job. He thinks the former city officials are getting off too easy.
A friend of mine just got caught doing fraud, and he's doing a decade for $50,000. I just don't think that 4 years is fair.
Bell is one of the poorest cities in Los Angeles County. Many of the shops are closed and barred up. It was hard to find people in restaurants or markets, let alone people willing to talk to a reporter. So I decided to check out the local Starbucks. Doreen French was there. Her dad was actually the mayor of Bell back in 1954, and she said her dad was fighting City Hall corruption back then too. I told her that many of the people I had approached this morning said they weren't following the trial anymore.
Well, some of them don't want to follow it because they already know what the corruption is. And it's just a vicious circle. Around and around they go. Where they stop, nobody knows. It's like the Wheel of Fortune here.
She has strong opinions on the convicted officials.
I hope they go to hell. Rotten hell, no.
Across the street at Boulevard Burger, Isaac Pedroja shared his sentiment.
They should just cut the max on everybody for messing with the people's money. Because it's hard to make money these days, you know. They should have gave them all the max.
Anytime you're living in $2 or $3 million home and living in Huntington Beach and have properties everywhere, that guy should do time.
That's Raul Alberto Alegre talking about former Mayor Oscar Hernandez. As he waited for his carryout from the Guadalajara Inn, he told me he thinks 4 years is enough for the city councilmen. He believes they were just doing what they were told. He admitted one of the convicted councilmen was an acquaintance of his.
And he seemed like a good person. I think he just got mixed up in the wrong crowd.
Just how long the convicted mayor and city council members will be behind bars will be up to a judge. Their sentencings are scheduled for this summer. Logan Healy, Annenberg Radio News.